Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, filling in for a little while now for Kevin. Let's meet everybody this week. First up, it's James Heaney. James, have you ever gone to a Ren Fair or a similar meetup or convention?
I have never been to a Ren Fair, but I went to it was like that, but and it wasn't Civil War. I guess it was just like the past. I don't remember. It was like a lot of
the past festival.
Well, it was
so
people,
much
it
to
was
cover.
Not, I don't remember.
It was like
the
a colonial thing, right? Like people were dressed like in colonial wear.
Yeah, I guess it was.
Butter. Like was
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
Amish?
That's exactly what it was. And they were like selling like buffalo burgers and like weird things. But yeah, it was not a Ren Fair because that's what I thought it was going to be when I went, like knights and like, you know, medieval times. But it was just like, you know, peasants and poor people.
Sounds fun.
It was great.
Next up, Chris Alvarado. Chris, have you ever pranked someone or been pranked?
Yeah, I've been pranked. I think pranks are mean and stupid and I don't like them.
Agreed.
Yeah. And I knew there was a prankster at my college. And if you're a prankster, if that's your deal, you're typically evil in general. You know what I mean? If you get off on other people suffering and pain, I don't think that's fun. So don't fucking prank me. Don't fucking do anything like that. Anybody. Okay? That's mean. Be nice to each other.
I struck a nerve. So
what happened? What was the point?
You don't got to gotta relive it. You don't got to relive it.
It was a summer full of pranks. We were doing these one acts at Cerritos College. So I don't even recall it was like every time I'd walk into it. Let me tell you this really quick. So we were doing a short form improv show, and my teacher, Kevin Hoggard, used to teach Steve Carell, and 40-Year-Old Virgin just came out, and there was whispers that Steve Carell might join us at the small community college for a show one night. So there was multiple shows per night, different. Anyway, I left after my show, and I went to a bar with some friends or singing karaoke. Then the prankster calls me. He calls me and says, and I hear him go, "Tell him." He goes, "Hey, Steve Carell's here." And I was like, "Okay." He's like, "No, honestly, we're going to go to Denny's with him afterwards." And I hear people laughing. The next day I show up, every person, there was an iPhones back then. Everyone had a digital camera showing me all the photos of them and Steve Carell sitting in a booth at Denny's on stage. I'm not kidding you. He walked out on stage during a show and everyone went apeshit. This is when he was like, I mean, he's terrific, but like just really big blowing up. And like, all because I didn't trust this guy, the prankster.
The ultimate prank.
Well, he's the boy that cries Steve Carell. And you're like, "I don't believe you this time."
And he was fucking there.
I tell you. All right. Next up, Jackie Gonzalez Duruthi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jackie. What song or movie makes you misty when you think of it?
Well, I recently watched. It has to be something that's like recent within me. I don't think that there's one that like will get me unless I'm like talking with somebody about it. So recently I watched, and don't get me wrong, I cry pretty hysterically during the movies and for like weeks afterwards, again, talking about it, but none that like every time. But I recently watched 50/50. And it destroyed me. It was I had already seen it. I knew, but didn't matter. It ruined my life. No, it's a great movie. But I did cry like to the point where, and I know my face after crying. I looked in the mirror and I was unrecognizable. I was so, I was the color of my deep maroon shirt. My face, it just looked like my head was about to pop off my body. Like, it looked like a cartoon ready to explode. And definitely for like a week after, see, oh, you know which one? I'm so sorry. Beautiful Boy, Steve Carell. We got to give props to our Steve Carell. Ooh. And Timothy Chalamet. Yikes, that one will get me every time. A month after I watched that movie, Cole is the lead. Oh my God, look at all these little strings. Dee, 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 dee. Cole is the name No, is not a name of anybody in that movie. But somebody came up to my restaurant and said, hi, I'd like to order. I'll tell you. Don't worry. Hi, I'd like to order. And I said, what's your name? And they said, Cole. In the movie Mr. Holland's Opus, Mr. Holland sings, beautiful, 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 beautiful Cole. And because of that, connecting with beautiful boy, I started to cry in this stranger's face.
Wow.
Wow. He didn't tip me. No, I don't know whether he tipped me or not, but I definitely cried in his, like, immediately, just like Cole, and I was like, oh, and started to cry. Wow.
I think I can speak for everyone when I say that was a journey well worth taking.
Oh, good.
Next up, hey, Craig Kakowski, everybody. Craig, what's your favorite theatrical experience you've ever seen? Like some play or something?
Ooh. You know, I saw Les Mis at the Kennedy Center in 1987 before it went to Broadway. They tried it out in Washington first, and that was pretty great. I've seen Les Mis many times since then, and that turntable never gets old. And that probably would also be my answer for something that immediately makes me cry, just thinking about Eponine and Cosette and...
Cosette.
Gavroche. Poor little Gavroche.
Poor little Gavroche. Ugh. Jean Valjean. I can sing the entire, you know, Javert, Jean Valjean showdown if we have time. Please. If I can have the time that was granted to Jackie. Yeah.
Just take it. I do.
Valjean, at last, we see each other plain. See, I'm better than
Frost. Good.
Yeah, that's true. 2, 4, 6, 0, 1. Joey Greer is up, guys. Mr. Joey Greer. Joey, I heard a rumor that you're prone to sleepwalking. What do you end up doing?
Dude, who the fuck is saying that? Like, who told you that?
I'm Steve Carell. It was Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. Man, fuck him, man. You know, like this is getting to a point now where I can't. I don't sleepwalk. I just walk. I don't sleep. I'm walking. I'm normally walking. It's not me asleep. Okay? If you see me walking, I'm not asleep. You don't have to throw water in my face. Or scare me, which is also not what you're supposed to do when someone's sleepwalking.
Are we all in a good place to do this episode? Or
well, let me just say one thing. Apparently, they're bringing construction things into the unit where I'm touching the wall to that unit. So there might be a point where I mute everything and just sit in the background. Sorry.
How do you know they're bringing construction things?
Because my dog started barking and I looked out the back window and they're bringing like tools and things indoors.
All right.
So,
plus they were yelling, bring those construction things in here.
Yeah. Hey, what do you mean? What things?
All right. Well, good luck to you, Craig. We'll be rooting for you. Let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our C suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one is from Patreon VIP Toivo, who wrote, hello, Kevin and the comedy extraordinaires. Even though my poor old heart still aches because of Vanessa's absence, you guys keep it all trucking and trolling, still making the best show in podcast world. Today's scene suggestion from Finland. An expedition to the center of the Earth runs into a secret hoarder colony deep in the planet's crust. Yours faithfully, and Joey rules, LOL, that Toivo from Finland.
Just a couple more meters down, we can make a camp here.
I'm hot.
Do you think we're going to see? I'd like to see some goblins. I'd like to see some goblins, some creatures, just some creatures that can't live on the...
It's too late. We're too tired to have this conversation with you again, okay? We're here to extract some samples and head back up.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be fun if, right, in addition to extracting samples, we also saw some, I don't know, goblins, you know, just a creature.
Let's not push our luck, Miss Trencher. Jesus. All right, look, for all we know, anything could be down there. All right, we've cracked further down than any other expedition going down to the center of the Earth. So anything could be down here. Let's keep our wits about us.
But probably just samples we're going to take up to inspect. Probably yeah. nothing mystical down here.
We're thinking maybe we're going to see bacteria. Maybe we're going to see some sort of fungi. We're not expecting that's what we expect.
But if we run into a goblin, do you think that it would fall in love with me?
Well, who knows? But let's
goblins
just take a witch about
it. Seek, goblins. Oh, goblins ye shall find down there.
What the fuck?
He's an old weathered mining captain.
I know, I'm saying he's our hired porter. Just carry the shit and don't tell us anything.
I took a journey with my crew back in 03.
In 03?
Yeah.
1903.
But and we saw something very deep.
Oh, we went deep. Deeper than you could expect.
Hold on, wait a second. 1903? Am I the only one who really thinks that's an issue here? 1903? How old are you?
They found something down there that keeps you the same age you are when you found it.
So well, something magical. Old. Oh, look, Henry, look. See, there is something magical there. So what did you? No. Is that what your pendant is? My God.
Yeah, that is. It's made out of something you only find if you get down to the middle and survive the goblins.
Everybody snap survive out of them. It. Wake up. Look at me. Look
thank
at
you,
me.
Thank
look
you.
At me. We are scientists here.
It's a pewter
here.
Necklace.
Jeez Louise. Listen, we're all a little tired. We're exhausted, probably dehydrated. We don't need to go into these fairy tales. Now, we're going to set up camp here. First thing in the morning, we're going deeper, okay? Set up camp. What, Marilyn?
What? I was just excited that tomorrow we're going deeper. I'm looking forward to my sleep, and I hope that I dream of marrying a goblin.
Keep away! Keep away!
What the hell was that? All right, get your torch over here. Get your torch.
I don't know, but just based on my body, I think it's a goblin.
Hold on a second. Look at these. Look at these footprints. They're looks like they're size 9.5
with three toes.
What?
You might want to heed the goblin's warning, because I must say, I'm the only one that came back from my expedition.
So it is a goblin. It is a goblin. So there is a goblin.
Yeah, but did anyone try to seduce the goblins?
I was pretty forthright about that.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe they all died because they were coming at it in an aggressive way. But if we come at it in a seductive way.
Remember, we're going to come at it in an aggressive way. All right, everyone here.
This is my cave.
Oh, there he is. Oh my gosh, how do I look?
Keep away. Keep away.
Wait. I can see behind him. Are those stacks of magazines?
Sports Illustrated magazines.
What the?
Pristine. Pristine quality, except for the swimsuit issues. Lightly used. Lightly used.
Okay. There are so many dead cats around here.
It smells.
It's good to see you again, Gobbletrix.
I remember. Yes, not long ago. Not long I saw you. Yes.
Marilyn, are you putting on lipstick?
Yes, and if I tie my shirt like this, it'll look like a bikini.
Put your top down.
Yeah, so, you know, they're going to ring the bell. We just pull that rope, and then everyone will just start coming right back up. So it's a pretty straightforward gig here, you know, but... Yeah, so just take your time, you know, chill out.
So they're going all the way to the center?
Yeah, that's what they said. They're going to go down to the center and come back up. So that could
isn't there like a hot core?
Like a molten core, yeah.
A magma core, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the theories have stated, but hey, they're scientists. We're just rope guys, you know?
Yeah. Do you think we give them enough slack?
Oh, yeah, that's like 200 meters of rope.
Hey, coming through with construction things. Make way. I got construction things.
Hey, oh, hold on, buddy. There's an open hole here, okay? We got a rope going down here. Got scientists down there, buddy. You just can't be bringing construction stuff right
now. He did announce himself, which is the... that's proper protocol. He announced
OSHA. That's OSHA right there. Yep.
All right. See you kids later. Good luck with what you're doing.
Hey, we're not a kid, buddy. We're a grown men. Right? You understand that, asshole?
Hey, fuck yous.
Hey, fuck you.
All right, look, Marilyn, you can go on your date or whatever, but here's what I'm doing. I'm sticking to the game plan. I'm taking samples tomorrow morning, and I'm headed back up, okay?
What the fuck is going on? Can we just focus for a second? We just found goblins down here, all right? Now, listen, I've given every single one of you...
Take me to dinner.
Jeez.
All right, look, I got a shotgun. This is the only long arm I got. I got two other revolvers, okay? Now, I don't know who I trust with that, but we got to focus up, all right? Because we got to go to this goblin's den, and we got to kill it.
Why did you bring firearms in this expedition?
because we're going to the center of the earth. What if there's dinosaurs? Okay, what if there's goblins? All right.
Wait a second.
Everybody calm down. Marilyn, if you're going in there, take this as a peace offering. It's a Sports Illustrated football phone.
Okay.
Wow, that's from like the 1970s.
But guys, I don't need it as a peace offering. I think he's into me.
Whatever you do, don't mention the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues.
Miss Trencher, listen to me. Do not go in there. We don't know what that thing is. We don't know if it's human. We don't know what it eats.
You're about to find out.
No, God, Jesus, listen. All right, this thing could kill you. It could kill all of us.
I'm with her.
I'm a scientist.
Look how she lights up. She's an explorer, and she needs to go explore. Here, at least give her one of your guns.
Come to see my magazines, yes?
I thought maybe we could eat.
1988, Oral Hershiser, Sportsman of the Year. Yes, oh. Christine. Mint.
I love mint chocolate chip ice cream. If we could maybe get some scoops, we could share. I could lick one side scoops. And you could lick the other. Here's a football phone.
I like to lick.
Oh.
I like to. My precious football phone.
All right, now what are the chances he's not alone? What if this is an entire colony of people down here like this, huh?
No fucking shit. That's why I said we shouldn't have Marilyn go in there. God knows what the hell's behind him. We don't even know if this is an entrance to a cave, an entrance to the whole vein of communities.
Why don't we ask the actual doctor here? The only one here with a PhD.
Thank you.
He's a chiropractor.
I'm a doctor.
Or ask the one guy who's been here before. But
quiet
never
down,
mind
you.
Him, just a porter.
Now, as a doctor who studied science to become a doctor, I don't believe in goblins, okay? Most reasonable explanation is this old man came down here years ago, and this is probably a family member of his from the past. I don't know. It's not goblins.
That sounds
good. Because they don't exist. Thank you.
Now, you have three guns. Or did you give one to Marilyn?
No, of course I didn't give one to Marilyn.
No.
You mean,
of course.
So you're saying we have 200 meters of rope.
Yep.
It's like a fifth of a kilometer.
Yep.
Yes, yeah, sir, so that's as far as they're getting?
I mean, that's as far as...
Well, they can go further. We just can't bring them back up is what you're saying, right?
That's right. They can go further. So, yeah, I guess so.
Look, all we got to do is worry about if that bell rings, start jacking that rope and swinging those beds. Yeah, okay. And they'll be swinging all the way up here. And that's
it. I don't want to sound paranoid, but is it possible that that rope isn't connected to them anymore? Because I think possible they went further than 200 meters.
I mean, how's that paranoia? I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Yes. Come. You must meet my friends. My friends, yes.
Wow, meeting your friends already? This must be going so well.
Yes, I like to lick. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, hey. Yes. Look at his collection. Look at his collection.
Wow, these are National Geographics.
Yes.
Cool.
Mint.
Beanie babies, see the beanie babies.
That one can't read, I guess. This is wonderful. I love it down here. I feel like I belong. And I knew that I would.
What do you collect?
Samples?
Samples?
Rock samples? A lot of
rock samples. Rocks.
Yeah, I'm a geologist.
Mint?
So, some dirt samples, some glacial core samples. I can't keep them in my house. I wish that I could. I better keep them in the laboratory.
Doug Flutie, the pass.
All right, you know what? I've had enough of this. I'm getting out of here. All right. You can go deeper if you want. You can shoot everybody if you want.
What is up with what? I don't understand. There's no urgency between you two. So what? We don't know if it's a goblin or not. We have no idea what it is. You're right. I'm not a scientist, okay?
Let
I wish someone
just,
to join.
Let me just line your back up, okay?
Don't touch me.
That rope is way the hell up there, okay? We let go of the rope and we climb down this hallway. I'm climbing back up. I'm ringing the bell. I want by tonight, I'm going to be in Radisson having a fucking burger.
Construction things coming. Oh, shoot, the rope. Oh, no. I'm so sorry, fellas.
What the hell you doing, man? You just dropped the fucking rope, man.
Construction things coming through.
He did announce himself.
What the fuck is...
Oh, is this a goblin? Dumbasses. No, this is the fucking rope, okay? We're fucked. We're fucked.
I suggest you start collecting. Because we're going to be down here for a while.
I'm blowing my brains out. Give me the gun.
No, back up.
Don't give it to him.
I'm not going to give it to him.
You need to get realigned. You need to get realigned.
Don't touch me.
I'm not going to touch you.
Piratey prospector guy. What do you suggest we do?
He's a former mining captain.
Okay, captain. What do we do?
Well, we better make good with the goblins and start collecting things or they'll eat ya. They'll fucking eat you.
So they'll eat you. So they will eat you. So they will eat you. They will eat you. Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to go find Marilyn. You two stay right here.
Give me a gun.
No.
Don't give it to him.
Wait, you need three guns?
Yes, I do. You said you're going to kill somebody else.
I'm not going to. Now I'm in for my own protection.
Exactly. Which means you're going to break and you're not getting a gun. I'm finding Marilyn. Okay.
Ah, my ankle. Oh my god!
Doctor, you should help.
No, I'm not there. You should.
Oh my god!
He probably needs.
Oh my god!
I'm a back doctor, not an ankle doctor.
What are you doing?
If we close the door, it'll be easier to tune him out.
Wait, there's a door here.
Oh, show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go home. Sorry, I'm just chanting it.
I wonder how Marilyn's doing.
Start your collection.
Or you will be eaten. Wait, I don't want to collect human remains. This is my friend.
Yes, collect him. Collect him.
Marilyn, there's a gun. There's a gun in my pocket right here in my bag.
Put you out of your misery.
Take it.
I understand.
No. Kill them. They're going to eat us.
A headshot. That's the most guaranteed that I'll actually kill you instantly. Sometimes you miss
kill
the heart.
Don't kill me.
And you just...
Hey, Marilyn. Wait. So you're saying they're actually good guys and they want us to come hang out?
Yeah. I mean, they have interests. They have hobbies and they just want to share.
There's blood all over it's like splattered blood on your chin.
Yeah.
And again, when the construction crew came over, knocked the rope down. So I don't think it's anything to blame on anyone. It was a mistake, but
could have happened to anyone.
So,
let's be honest, the mistake was done by the construction guy. He
completely. When you say there's no one to blame, there is somebody to blame. Of course. So,
Blaming me, huh? Fuck yous, guys.
It's just not a collection if I only have one. I need two, three, as many as I can get.
Yes.
Let me go.
Yes.
So come on, Leroy. What do you want? A headshot or a heart shot? I've already done the head. Let me try and see if I can get that heart.
All right.
Do you need to call anyone on my precious? Let me.
And that's our first scene. Scene 2 is from listener Robin, who wrote, "Hello, dogs and cats. First time, short time, long time, my good alchemists. Love the show, love the everything. Anyway, my scene suggestion is as follows. Bullfighter branches out. Other animals, other activities, anything is good as long as it isn't fighting bulls. Thanks."
Ricardo, why do you want to leave?
I just can't endorse this cruelty to animals.
Luis, don't ever enter my room again, okay?
I'm sorry, I'll be...
Luis.
What?
Ricardo, why is this?
You know, I always thought growing up that it was about fighting the bull. But
We killed the bull.
Yes, that is what happens in the fight.
Yes, we hook him with poison, and he slowly gets weaker and weaker. Yes. And then we cut the head off the bull.
Yes.
And but we hold it up for all to see.
But we eat the bull after.
Yes.
Not the poisonous parts.
It's true. Yeah. But it's not good.
I don't know what to say. You are disrespecting your family. Disrespecting your city.
Look, Miguel, tonight I'm going to fight a rabbit.
What? No. You can't fight a rabbit.
I'm going to fight a rabbit.
No rabbit shall be inside that arena. Only Toro.
There will be Toro, but there will also be
Luis.
Spanish for rabbit.
Conejo.
Luis, you enter the room?
I did, but they told me that I had to leave.
Luis, you're so embarrassing. You embarrass yourself again.
No, I didn't embarrass myself, Mama. I was just trying to make it... Listen, I'll tell you. The real embarrassment is... Well, let's just say there won't be any Toro fighting tonight. It's going to be a bunny rabbit.
What? What is this bunny rabbit? What is Luis? What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Well,
look, you need to go out and
bit.
Make yourself a man.
You're Luis, correct?
Yes, I'm a Luis.
Oh, great! Hi, how you doing? I'm Justin. You told me I was supposed to meet you here. You're my tour guide. You're supposed to give me a little like inside tour of the arena and all that.
Yes, I'm not supposed to go inside, so we're going to have to wait until that guard there takes his lunch break, and there's a very short window where we'll be able to sneak in for the tour.
Oh, okay, cool. That's amazing. How long have you lived your entire life in Toledo? Or?
Oh, absolutely. That's how I get this accent. I know it might be hard for you to hear it because of the communication skills I have, but just give it to me. Oh, now's our chance. Come.
Okay.
Hooray. But go ahead, ask me anything about the culture of our place that we live here.
Toledo?
Toledo, that's right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. are you famous for sword making here? Or?
No. We're famous for bullfighting. Look around at this Colosseum. Tonight, it will be full with people who will be cheering for the bullfighter in here. Actually, if...
Babe, did you go out without me?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't want to wake you up at the hotel. I just got
it's
back.
It's 3 p.m. How did I sleep this late? I'm usually up with the sun.
I don't know. Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling just groggy, but I don't feel sick. I feel like... I don't know. I mean, one time I was...
What is this? Is this a football telephone?
So You're going to go on vacation, but you want a little time for yourself. Is that right? Is that what I'm understanding? Sir?
Yeah, I
get it. Look, there's the vacation you're on, and there's the vacation you want to be on, right?
Right.
All right. Now, listen, I'm going to give you what I call... I call it no more wifey, but not like dead.
What?
You just put this whenever you want to go explore a part of the city without her, for instance, you just put a little bit of this to
I don't feel comfortable with this.
Hold on, we were vibing, right?
Luis, it's 7 p.m. Did you slip me some no more mommy but not dead?
No, I wouldn't do that to you, Mama. I had a tour. Boom, 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 boom. I don't know why.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, Luis, here.
Luis,
I'm
it's me, here. Justin.
I'm not here.
Boom, 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 boom.
Who is this, Justin?
It's Luis, it's me. I only got a short amount of time to hang out, please.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Justin, how did you find my home?
You gave me on the back of that business card, which actually was just like a IHOP gift card or something like that.
Yes,
it doesn't matter. Listen, my wife is passed out. She ate so much red meat. She is gone.
My mama, she's awake now.
All right, miss, I understand. So look, here's what I'm going to do for you, okay? I'm going to give your husband something I call normal wifey, but all it is water droplets. Then you pretend to pass out. Then you get to have the vacation you want to have.
Because I like a hotel vacation. You know, I like to enjoy the facilities, the amenities. Yes. It's my only time to rest. Yes. I mean, I'm up and going in my normal life every day from very early, you know. So on vacation, I just want to chill out. So, maybe I'll go out and eat a sandwich. But what else am I going to do?
Yeah, I got a ticket and also I think we should get another we should get someone else to help us with our travel in the future. Okay.
Why is that?
Because I just
did you not have a good time?
I did, had a great time. I had a great time. And I met Luis. Huh?
And the missus? She
had a great time too. Yeah. I spent a lot of money on prosciutto, but you know, that's one in Rome.
Good people of Toledo, I have been known as the greatest toreador since El Cordobés.
Toreador!
Is it true?
But I am a toreador no more. Tonight, I am a conejador.
Woo!
As I will be fighting a rabbit.
What? Luis, is this normal?
This is not normal. I warned my mama about this, but no one stop it. No one listen. Louise, you talk funny. Louise, you don't have good communication skills. Now look what we see.
Also, in the interest of avoiding animal cruelty, I will not be killing the conejo. What? I will merely be drugging it with conejo no mas.
But not the dead! But not the dead!
No muerto.
No muerto. Solamente dormir.
I'm sorry, but we don't have any more prosciutto.
My husband really, I don't know. He just sent me out to get prosciutto.
Okay, well.
He sent you out to Rome to get the prosciutto?
He sent me all the way to Rome. Yeah, he sent me on a bullet train and... I ended up in France.
You were in Spain? You were
I was in Spain.
That's where you get the prosciutto, in Spain.
No, you get the Iberian ham.
Yeah.
No, you get the prosciutto in Spain.
In Spain, I had a lot of jamón.
That's it.
This is the age-old dispute between my brother and I.
I say this all the time. A prosciutto is Spanish. That's it.
I'm sorry.
By definition,
my husband just kind of threw me on a train. Where am I?
You get a prosciutto in Spain, okay?
You're in a Rome, and when in Rome,
I know
the prosciutto.
I know where I am. I know where I am.
What do you mean you put it on a bullet train? Didn't I give you those droplets? Weren't they doing the job?
Dude, I don't want to use those, okay? It freaks me out, all right? And how the fuck did you get to my hotel? Are you following us around here?
Yeah. I've been following you all week.
What the fuck?
Making sure you're having a good time.
But we are. We are.
So.
I felt like I needed to get away. And so I got on the train and I've just been kind of roaming around Rome for the past 3 days alone. And I miss him.
Ma'am, you've been saying that over and over, but there's still a murder on our hands. So tell me exactly where you were. On the 24th, around 2 p.m.
Around 24th on 2 p.m.
Not around 24th. On the 24th, around 2 p.m.
I think I was, honestly, I was missing my husband so much, I was pretending he was beside me.
Lieutenant, I'm not sure if this is your jurisdiction.
Look, she's from New Jersey, is she not?
Yes, she is from New Jersey.
And I was walking till morning. It's like without him,
and I'm from
New
Jersey.
And so I'm also from New Jersey.
You work for the Newark Police Department, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, this is an Interpol situation, don't you think?
Look. I love him.
Don't you think it would be Interpol to
do
it?
Wait a minute. Are you singing Les Mis?
Sorry. I miss him. I miss my husband so much. I miss my husband.
Oh, this is
so
my
much.
Favorite song from Eponine.
It can't. I feel like it's me, and I am all alone. You know, I'm on my own, yes. And I'm thinking about him all the time. And
it's a heartbreaker because she loves Marius.
Lieutenant, we're sending you overseas, but I gotta tell you, no, it's just a vacation. You're not supposed to work any cases while you're over there, right? You've earned this vacay. Just take a break.
My first time away from a Newark, where I have spent my entire life.
That's right. But, you know, there's other people over there that also work for this department. And, you know, you may cross paths with them, but like, none of you should be working. This is just a vacation, all right? And when you come back refreshed and work more of those really hardcore Newark cases that we're famous for, all right?
I want to go to Paris to see where...
Hey, Chief, sorry to interrupt. We just found 16 heads stuffed into a rabbit.
Bienvenido a la lucha de la tortuga. ¡Oye! En el centro es Juan Roberto Rigoberto. ¡Oye! Y la tortuga Cristóbal Anguiguire.
Luis, are you sure this is okay? I mean, we just picked this tortoise up.
Oh, I think this is... don't worry. I understand everything she's saying, and it seems like...
What the hell
is
that guy have a hammer for? Why does he have a hammer?
Well, I believe this is the point. We're not going to kill the bunny rabbit, eh?
It's not a bunny rabbit. It's not a bunny rabbit. It's a tortoise.
Yes, I know. I said, we're not going to kill the hare.
Luis, you think a bunny rabbit is a turtle? You are so embarrassing yourself again.
Mama, please, just drink this
water. I
walk
you with a wooden spoon.
Ow! Just drink the water. It's fine. I'm not embarrassment. It's just me to bring shame upon the family.
I need you to go up to Rome to get me some prosciutto. Someone set the door, Luis.
Oh, Luis, it's me, Justin.
Oh, I don't like Justin. He gets me into trouble. Shit. Justin, I can't hang out with you anymore. Every time
it's not
I
about hanging out.
My family.
Luis, listen to me, okay? What? I got a line of a huge case that's going on in Newark, New Jersey. All right, you got to fly with me to the States. We got to solve this thing.
But I'm supposed to go to Rome to get prosciutto.
You're going to have to push it, all right? This is a big-time case.
But Justin, are you sure that I'm trained for this?
Huh.
Next week on Newark International. And that's our second scene, everybody. Scene 3 is from listener Kristen Kelly, who wrote, "First of the month, and you know what that means. Hello, Craig. You're a brilliant improviser and a highly knowledgeable cinephile. With that in mind, I have a scene suggestion especially for you. The ER of a hospital where a man has just arrived with an unusual malady. For some reason, he can only speak in movie quotes. He tries to explain what caused this, and the doctors try to figure out how to cure him. Signed, that Kristen Kelly."
I mean, it's pretty simple, right? Patients come in, all right? You say that way, this way, whatever it is, right? And it's just it. Real easy, real simple.
Yeah, but
nothing to it.
Am I supposed to do it alone this year? Because I just feel like I didn't do that well in my intern year, you know? Like, I passed the test. But
don't worry about it. Nah, there should be somebody here at the desk.
Coming through. We got gunshot wound to the stomach, gunshot wound to the stomach.
Okay, over there.
Thank you.
Yeah, just that simple, all right? Just that simple. Okay. There's just two ways they can go, left or right, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, don't worry. But late night shifts, you probably have to do something by solo, right? But that's about it, all right? Nothing else.
I got somebody in the back of my ambulance, and I'm about to bring them in, but it's a little, I would call it an anomaly, I believe. It's
an anomaly?
There's a word
like a ghost?
For it, but it's something really abnormal. Malleable?
Rare.
Abnormality?
Rare?
An abnormality, thank you. I'm just a little jarred, okay? I've never
Hold on a second. Are you telling me that there might be some kind of ghost in there?
In the back of my ambulance, there's a man that can only speak
I can't say it. I can't say it. You know what? I gotta God, clock out. I gotta clock out. Somebody's gotta take over. It's
look, the best. I've seen this before, right? If somebody's freaking out this much because of an anomaly, that can only mean some kind of poltergeist activity, all right? So we gotta do is we gotta quarantine that ambulance and get the right doctors down here, all right? Because this I ain't gonna have you since save my ass, but I'll tell you.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just waiting for them to let me wheel you in, okay? And I don't understand. Here's looking at me, kid. Why do you keep saying that?
His name is Robert Paulson.
Okay.
His name is Robert Paulson.
Your name is Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, so listen. Here's what's going on.
I'm Batman.
Okay. We're gonna get huge tents. Okay, we're gonna quarantine this ambulance. You both just stay here. They're flying in the best.
Oh, you had me at hello.
Damn, man. So you just quit right there on the spot? That's crazy, man. I guess this beer's on me, huh?
Thank you. I feel like a coward.
Yeah, well, you did run out in the middle of service.
There you are. You know that? There you are.
What's going on?
We need you, doctor. We need you.
I quit. I just quit.
Not you.
Just,
not you. The most experienced doctor in the world.
What?
I didn't. You're not a doctor.
Wait.
I'm an EMT,
you thought I was talking to you?
We well, just talked just about how you ran out as an EMT.
Yeah, I was a coward, but I thought maybe I could redeem myself. But
doctor,
you were
doctor. I'm glad we tracked you down. It's happening again.
Jesus Christ. Let's get a shot over here.
What are the odds that I sat down to him?
Well, the best was too drunk, so you got me. I'm going to help you. I aced my intern test, so it's going to be good. It's going to be...
You talking to me?
Yes. I'm talking to you. I'm going to...
I don't see anyone else around here. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm just going to...
He's been doing that for hours. I don't understand it at all. I mean, like, it's...
He's just communicating.
Louis, is this the start of a great friendship?
What?
Louis, is this the start of a great friendship?
I'm going to just take vitals and... let me take yours, too. I'm thinking this might...
The human head weighs 8 pounds.
A lot of people thought that was true. I can tell you it's someone.
Well, all right. Thank you for everybody coming here for this emergency. So it turns out this condition is contagious. Now, right now it's contained in the plastic tents, but we don't know if it's going to seep out, that type of stuff. You know, those tents are like, not like, you know, it's not like a bulletproof, right? It's like things can slip out. You know?
Hermetically sealed. I think you were looking for the word hermetically sealed.
So what I'm thinking here is we got to keep some distance, but we still need to know what's going on.
This guy got
so
chief resident. He's thinking that the tent's got to be bulletproof, and he got chief resident.
It's all bullshit. It's all just – it's because it's all academic crap, right? That's the politics of this goddamn place.
Are you sobering up? Because we're waiting for you, okay?
I'm never sober, huh? I'll fucking fight you all the way to hell.
Look, that was your problem. That was your problem in med school. It's your problem now, okay? You're a genius, okay? You got a gift, okay? But you drink it away,
I'm trying
okay?
to shut it off.
Why don't you turn it on and get in there and help somebody for once? Get in there and help somebody for once. Get in there and help somebody for once.
I heard you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Adrian!
All right.
Oh, looks shit. Like all right, this is spreading.
Normal.
Doctor, what's going on?
Their vitals are doing well. I did run a central line just in case I need to give any more fluids, more than just the regular.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Did you fuck my wife?
You fuck my wife?
I didn't fuck your wife.
As you wish. As you wish.
It turns out that this is
phone home.
Contagious.
Phone home.
Oh, there you are. The paramedic driver, the EMT.
I'm drinking, okay? I want one martini.
No,
shaken,
put that down. We need you to drive. Stirred. We need you to drive. You're the only one who knows how to drive stick shift. And that van, that paramedic, that ambulance
oh,
is
no,
a stick
hold on
shift.
A second. Hold on a second, all right? I mean, someone's got to pay this fucking tab, all right? Because apparently a doctor ran out, didn't pay shit. And it's on him now. So someone pay this or what?
Put it on the government.
What?
Houston.
All right, let's go.
We
let's
have
go.
A problem.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. Someone's got to pay.
Hey,
Hey, Lou, the close the door, would you? Lou, lock that goddamn door.
We got to get out of here. This is a medical emergency.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a medical emergency when I break your ribs, all right? Now, hey, somebody's got to pay for this.
The president's on it.
What the fuck are you talking? Hey, bitch, Lou, don't let these pieces
let
of shit out.
Let us out of here. We need this guy to drive because if he doesn't time. Drive.
Pay the time and you can go.
E.T. phone home.
Wait.
E.T.
Oh, God,
phone
he's infected.
Home.
He's infected. And you do you not want me to get infected because I can't.
You can't handle the truth.
I won't be good at this.
Look, I'll get infected with a credit card or cash.
All right. That's what I'm going to get. What's the tab? What's the tab?
$600.
All right. Put that on the United States Marine Corps.
What the hell? Look, man, give me a goddamn credit card or cash.
Let go of me.
Temperatures are rising just a little bit. We're still not.
I feel the need for speed.
I don't.
Hold on a second here. Wait a second here. Now, last time I was sober, I remember going to a movie. Let's see here. Let me see. I think they were doing some kind of movie thing. It just jogged my memory.
Just use your head.
Okay. All right. We got some new intel. Turns out. It's progressed. They are now finishing each other's sentences. So there's the same movie quote split between two people. This is getting out of hand.
How can we even trust you? You don't even know the word hermetically sealed. I mean, I just
what was that?
Like,
did you just shush us away? Did you just throw us away? What
the
hell
is that?
That's
all the
information I have. This is so unprofessional.
Samsonite, I was...
All right. Well, looks like that's good. They're deteriorating on the back and forth. All right. So that's progress. That's progress.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Hold on a second. Let's see here. Now, I don't know pop culture that
just
well.
Just use your head. That's that lump that's 3 feet above your ass.
The hospital. What is it?
Well, let me see if I can't try something here.
It's a place for a lot of patients, but that's not important right now.
Let's see here. Oh, damn, they're going back again. Shit, I just don't know any movies. You know any music? Or...
We got a driver here. We got a driver.
What are you doing? You're in the tent. Oh, God damn
it.
You just opened
matter.
The fucking tent.
It's not going to affect me. Trust
if
me.
If you build it.
He will come.
They'll come.
Oh,
okay, he's
gonna,
he's agreed to drive this entire...
You got
to
pay me, man.
All right, drive. Off that cliff. Go, go.
Off that cliff. What the fuck? All right, just get the peaches. Oh, thank God we got everyone off of the bus before it flew off. Now look, those two guys died apparently. We don't got time to deal with that. All right, we got to deal with these two patients. Right, you and me got to fix this because this can spread around the world. All right,
we're family. This is about family.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Well, you got that look in your eyes. Said.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Hello, do you own this bar?
Yeah.
I'm the president. I believe I owe you some money.
Okay.
There you are.
All right.
So long.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
You're $400 short.
Hey. Thank
Lou,
you for your
don't
service.
Let anyone out, Lou.
Thank you for your service.
What the hell, service? What the fuck? Hey, man, listen, ass. I don't give a shit what kind of president you are, Coca-Cola or whatever the hell, all right? You United better States. Pay my goddamn money.
United States.
United States. Yeah, I can say it too. All right, now look, you owe me $400.
What's his tab? $400? I'll help the president out. Here you go. Hi, president. I'm Steve Carell. What I need us to do is take a lot of photos and text them to this number. Does that work?
It works for me, sir. Bartender?
What?
Would you mind taking some photos?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson!
Oh.
Okay. Look, we got to think about it. Maybe he knows someone named Kelly Clarkson. Let's look him up. God damn it, we're not getting anywhere. All right, look. Okay. Maybe
we're gonna need a bigger
boat.
It looks like it's becoming a skin thing. Put the lotion in the basket.
All right,
just
I don't see a
basket. Put the lotion in the basket. Rub the lotion.
I don't
on.
See a basket,
in the
basket,
or it gets the hose again.
Oh, Jesus.
This is Taker Woods trying to test me.
All right, so, do you hear me, Doctor? I think you're catching some of it. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, good, 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 yes. Okay, good. Yes.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control.
Wait a second. I think we could do something here. Let's do this. Help me out here. Help me lift them up.
Take your stinking paws off me.
You damn dirty ape.
Okay. Set my iPhone up here. YouTube movie. I don't know what the hell it is. Okay. Deep Blue Sea, whatever the hell that is. All right, here, let's go. Okay, maybe this might trick them in some kind of sink, right? Maybe they'll sink up and watch this, and then we can funnel them into a movie.
Fish are friends, not food. We can't sink.
Next week on Newark General. And that's our show, everybody.
Well, the Dick Wolf Newark family keeps expanding.
It's an empire. People love it. It's a procedural. Let's thank our alchemists, see what they're up to. Hey, let's start with Jackie Gonzalez Derudy.
Hey. Hi, Cole. Thanks for having me. Hi. This is always a good time. And, I'm at Jackie Derudy on the socials, and I dabble a bit. On Instagram, I have a bit of a dabble there. That's where you can find me right now. It's almost Christmas time, which means it's almost time for the most wonderful pod of the year. We may be starting off a little early with a special Halloween treat. But, you know, who's to say?
You.
You're right. It's I your am podcast, to right? say. But it's a little
you
tease.
You are to say. Nice. Chris Alvarado.
Speaking of little tease, man, Cole, so fun to have you. Oh, I just like improv.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. I'm a fan of it. James Heaney.
On November 6th, there is, I'd say, a very good chance that Gamefront is going to be participating in Extra Life, which is a 24-hour stream. And if for some reason we drop the ball and can't do it, on November 6th, worldwide is Extra Life, which people raise money playing video games for 24 hours straight. You should check it out. If you are on Twitch, you're going to be immersed in the world of Extra Life anyways.
What?
Have you guys heard? Actually, I don't want to get too much into it, but one of the Patreon subscribers is one of the creators of Extra Life. It's been going on for like at least 10 years because that's when I learned about it. They raised an incredible amount of money for, I believe, children's hospitals. Now, I'm just riffing here. I think it's St. Joseph's Hospital, but whatever it is, it's a fundraiser that happens every year. This year, it's on November 6th.
Nice. Joey Greer.
Yep. Thanks, Cole. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. You can find me at Jackie DeRuthy Gonzalez. Is that right on Instagram? Close enough. I'm on Gamefront constantly. I am working behind the scenes of the Comedy Fix, and I'm working on Cars with Craig 24/7. So if you want to find me, I'll find you.
That's ominous. Craig Kukowski.
Cole, you run a tight ship, my friend. We do not need a bigger boat. This boat is exactly the right size. My parents are moving out of the house that I grew up in this week. And so probably at this very moment, they're throwing away 20 years worth of Sports Illustrated, as well as a sword that I got in Toledo on a class trip in 1982. And probably some old movie books as well. So this was a real trip down memory lane through my boyhood closet.
There you go. I'm at Cole Stratton, at Stratton Cole on socials. Go to sfsketchfest.com because stuff's going to be happening soon. And I think that's about it. Let's thank our engineer and producer, Doug Bame.
Bame.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time,
alchemy this.